Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pulse WV Live. And I just wanted to get with you today and just go over some things, help encourage you. And I wanted to also introduce you to the Connect Center in West Virginia that we have. And we're going to be doing our Friday night broadcast from this location as well. So we're real excited about what God's doing with the Pulse Church, working on the Christian school called the Pulse Christian Academy. For Gassaway as well as down in this area. So a lot of great things are going on with the Connect Center, along with our daycare and our two campuses for the Pulse Church. So we're really excited about what God's doing. I've got some things I want to share with you. Also, I want to check the signal and make sure that everything's working out good. So I encourage you to share this this brief message to your other friends on Facebook and YouTube. And do us a favor, would you? Would you go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe to it? Doesn't cost you a thing, but I encourage you to go on and just subscribe to it. There's plenty of messages out there, lots of great things that that you can pull from on the Pulse from Winfield as well as from Gassaway. So lots of great things that are going on with our church. I want to share a few things with you. And I hope that this is encouraging. let's pray first and get your day started off right. Father, we love you today and we praise you, God, for who you are, knowing that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and knowing that we are the church. And Father, because of us being the church, we know that we're holding this thing together right now. And a lot of people think that the devil is in charge, but you are in charge. And Father, we thank you that you are in charge today, and that you have empowered the church, because we have power and we have love and we have a sound mind today. And Father, we give you praise and we give you honor, because it is in the name of Jesus. And we ask these things. So a lot of, like I say, a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are exciting. I will tell you this. They took our program off on Friday. Facebook did, due to the fact is that we covered some sensitive issues with the new medication and different things that could be used for the coronavirus. We also talked about how we could make an impact against sex trafficking. And we had a great conversation about that as well. But it just seemed to be that a lot of people just, especially Facebook and YouTube, didn't quite like what we said. But we're going to stay at it. We're going to keep doing it, because we believe that we have a voice and free speech. So we're going to just continue to do what we're doing, and we're really excited about that. So I want to share a couple of scriptures with you, and I hope this helps you in your daily life, because it seems like, you know, been in ministry, got saved when I was 11, and I'm 52 now, and been pastoring and ministering and evangelizing for over 30 years, and Pastor Jay and I have seen a lot in our day, and a lot of things happen. But one thing that we have seen, we've seen a lot of people that get hurt and they leave the church. They get hurt because of what somebody said, or a situation that they didn't get their way. You know, a lot of times we have seen this, and when that happens, sometimes people just have to go. You don't want to see people go because you love them. But sometimes it's just one of those things that has to take place. But one of the things that people have such a problem of is letting go of the past. And I've been known to, in my life, to maybe hold on to a few things. I don't hold grudges. I don't have any ought towards anyone. And the Bible tells us that we're not allowed to do those things, because our prayer would be hindered if we have ought towards someone and we don't ask for forgiveness. We've got to get rid of those things. But one of the scriptures that I want to share with you is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17. Here's what it says. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. It says this: "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature." Okay, so let's dissect this down. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," so if you are a Christian, then you are in Christ. You are a new creature, basically a new creation. All right, here's the challenge that people have. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay, so here's where we, this is why people don't go to family reunions, because of a brother or because of a sister or because of mom and dad or an uncle. And that causes people to have a rift within a family. And let me tell you something. I encourage you to bury those thoughts. Get rid of those thoughts. You can cast down those thoughts. The Bible tells us, cast down every imagination. And so we want to do that today. We want to be able to get to a place where we can forgive people. We have to forgive people. If we are Christians, if we are known by our love, then we have to get to a place where we forgive one another. Man, I've heard people say, Christian people, oh, I hate that person. How can you hate that person? That's conflicting to what is inside of you. And I'm going to share that scripture here in just a minute. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That means the old things that you did before you got saved, that means the old things that you did when you were in school, that means the old things that have happened to you, bad marriages, bad relationships, old things are passed away. Here's the problem. The problem is that people want to continue to talk about the old things. Why do we do that? I heard Jonathan Shuttlesworth say yesterday, why in the world would you want to talk about the things that went wrong in your life? Why do you want to talk about those things? Because it seems like you could be clipping along real good in a day. You could be having a great day. Everything's good. And then you start talking about what such and such did to you. Or you started talking about a situation that happened in your life. You started talking about things that went on that were bad. The next thing you know, you've got yourself in a place, and I'm talking about in a place of depression, a place of sadness, and that's why I want to encourage you today that you can break that stuff off of you and stop talking about your past. And what I encourage you to do is to get a new past. You say, well, how do I get a new past? Quit talking about the old things that happened and start talking about good things, talking about the exciting things. Well, you know, you may have been fired. You may have gone through a divorce. You may have gone through those things. And yes, you need to heal. I'm not against that. You need to heal. But one thing that you have to understand is, how many years are you going to drag this thing out? Are people going to avoid you in the grocery store, going to Walmart or going to Kroger because, oh, my, here she is again. Here he is again. He's going to bring it up again. He's going to talk about it. You have to get to a place. And let me tell you something. I love you. But people are tired of hearing your story. Get a new story. Get a new way of life. Well, say, well, that's hard, you know. Well, go out and do things in church. Get involved in things and stop being depressed. Stop being at home and stop allowing yourself and allowing the enemy to mess with your mind. Because let me tell you something, you are a new creature. You are a new creation. If any man is in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Okay, now let me ask you something. Does God have a memory? God said he would cast your sins from as far as the east is from the west. Okay, never to be remembered. How many times have we repented from things over and over and over again, and God's saying, I don't know what you're talking about? See, we have forgiveness. We have grace from God. But the problem is we can't seem to get grace for us, and we can't seem to forgive ourselves. And we need to learn to forgive ourselves, because there is no condemnation in those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm trying to encourage you today on the Pulse WV Live this morning. And I am Pastor John Fowler, and I appreciate you all being a part of the program this morning. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if you're in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, let me ask you something. Everybody, I can say this. I think everybody loves a new car. And you love the smell of a new car. There's nothing like that. I mean, it's just one of the greatest things. Or a new house and how it smells. And the thing about it is, but it's like we continue to stink with our past, and we need a new smell. We need a new smell. We need a new way of thinking, because all the old things are past and all things have become new. And that's because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so that's one thing that I want to share with you today, because I know that we can get to a place with God to where, but see, what happens is the enemy will bring your past up to shipwreck your future. He'll bring up whatever you did in the past and to shipwreck your future. And let me tell you something. We all have a future with God. As long as Jesus and God allows us to be here, then we need to work for the kingdom of God. Well, you don't know what happened. I was teaching Sunday school one time, and the Sunday school superintendent said something to me, and it offended me, and so I left. Well, let me tell you something. You need to get over yourself. Number two, show me in the Bible where it says you have the right to be offended. We're believers in Christ. We are the church. How can you be offended? The Bible doesn't give you the right. Well, I'm just offended because I am myself and whatever I decide to do. Well, let me tell you something. You are not your own. If you belong to Jesus, you are not your own. You belong to Him. So, and let me give you a scripture. This is in Philippians chapter 3 and 13. Philippians 3, 13. Here's what he says. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Well, I press towards the mark. The next verse in 14, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Let me tell you something. That is a phenomenal scripture that backs up what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 says. Philippians chapter 3 and 13, forgetting those things. Okay, here's the thing. You have to train your mind to forget. Okay, what happens if you run into somebody that did you wrong in Kroger? What happens if you run into somebody at Walmart and they did you wrong? And the first thing is your flesh wants to rise up. And you want to say, oh, I'm going to get that person. Well, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Let him do it, because it's his call. But the thing about it is, God has called us to love. We'll say, Pastor, has anybody ever hurt you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been hurt. Have I been hurt? Sure, I have. But let me tell you something. Anyone, I can tell you, and you may think that this is absolutely wrong, but I can tell you that I could go out and eat with anybody that I know that's hurt me. I really could. I could go to their house. I really could, because I choose to forgive. Here's the thing. You need to choose to forgive. We need to choose to forgive, but you don't know what they did to me. Well, what did you do to God? What did you do to God? How have you brought embarrassment to God, but yet he continues to forgive you? Well, but that's different. He's God. Well, we are a descendant of the covenant of Jesus Christ. We have his blood that runs through our vein. We have no right to hold unforgiveness towards people. Hope this is helping you today. Brethren, he says in this scripture in 13, he says, Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended. But this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind. So how are you going to get to that place? You have got to quit talking about your behind. You've got to stop talking about that. You've got to quit talking about it. You got to quit talking about what went on in your life 20 years ago. Yes, you can grow from it. Yes, God can use that to get you to a place of surrender, to a place of obedience. God can do those kind of things. But yet, what we have to understand is we have to forget those things that are behind and press towards the mark of the high calling of God. Let me tell you something. Jesus is coming soon. I don't know if you know this or not, but we have what you call a coronavirus pandemic that's going on in this world, and I think a lot of it has to do with the election. I think a lot of it has to do with what's going on. I think after November 3rd, you won't hear a lot about it, because I think it's just one way that the people are trying to sideline Trump, and I'm just telling you just the way that I feel about it, to try to get him out, and this thing goes deep state, and that's for another day. But let me tell you something. Jesus is coming. There is nothing else that the church needs to do to fulfill the coming of God, the coming of Jesus. And the thing about it is, it's not going to be a quick thing. He's going to come. He's going to get the church out of here. He's going to step on the cloud, and the eastern sky is going to get the church, and we're going to go to heaven, and we're going to be with him forever. Now, we are going to come back. I'll get into that in another time. But you've got to get your life right. It's time to get your life right. Say, well, what do you mean I've got to get my life right? Well, what's your Bible study time like? What's your prayer life like? What do you do when you're surfing on the internet? Where are you going? This kind of stuff. Well, that's what grace is all about. Yeah, we have grace. God's faithful. But let me tell you something. We don't have to sin. We do not have to sin. It's contrary to God's word that we have to sin. And let me give an example. People say, well, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes, I'm a sinner saved by grace, but I am no longer a sinner. The Bible tells me that I'm no longer a sinner because I am in Christ Jesus. So if I'm in Christ Jesus, that's contradictive. It's contradictive that because God can't look at sin, it's because of Jesus that we are forgiven. Hallelujah. So we have to get to a place. You say, well, I'm going through this or I'm going through that. Well, everybody's going through something. But you know what Winston Churchill said, when you go through hell, keep going, keep moving, don't stop. The problem is people have stopped. People aren't going to church today because they were offended. Well, did you ever think maybe that you were part of it? I love you, but did you ever think that maybe you were part of the reason? Oh, no, it's the other person. Okay, let's do this. Now, I've been preaching for 30 years, pastoring for 30 years, so you're not going to pull anything over on me, but let me say this. How many churches have you attended over the years, and they all seem to end the same way? You got offended, and you left. You got offended at the next church, and you left. And see, you've got to get past that. You've got to get past that. And you need to start forgetting about the past and start moving towards the future. You know, there's a definition of insanity, and insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. You know, you can't lose weight if you don't exercise and eat right. I'm running suicides at the down at the field the other day, and I ran one at 2 minutes and 27 seconds, and then I ran one in 2 minutes and 19 seconds. And I told our daughter, Lindsay, I said, I'd really like to get to a minute 45 or a minute 30. You say, well, you're 52 years old. Well, so what? Why can't I? I mean, the only person that's going to limit me is me. I remember I had a friend of mine. He was in his 90s. He was a millionaire. And he had a garden. And I used to ask him, I said, man, why are you messing with that garden? You're 90-some years old. And he said, well, why not? And I'm thinking, yeah, exactly, why not? And so I want to encourage you to why not? I want to encourage you to dream dreams. Do not let your past sideline your future, shipwreck your future. Let me tell you something. As long as we are here, as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, and as long as blood is flowing through your arteries and your veins, you are on a mission to do God's will. I was at the field the other day where I run, and my daughter and Ari, granddaughter, and so I was looking at one of the benches off to the side. You know, there's benches for the soccer players when they're resting. You know, I'm not against resting. I've done that before. But let me tell you something. We're in the heat of the battle. We are in the heat of the battle. Jesus is coming soon, and we are in the heat of the battle. Can I give you one more scripture? I want to give you another scripture. And then we'll go to some questions if you have those. In Galatians chapter 2 and 20. Galatians chapter 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, whom loved me and gave himself for me. Wow. Couple things there we need to talk about. Galatians chapter 2, 20. I am crucified with Christ. All right. So the flesh, there's nothing good in the flesh. Okay. The flesh will sin every chance that you allow it to. I mean, it will. It will sin every chance you allow it to. Your spirit can overmind your flesh, okay, because of the Spirit of God inside of us, here's what he says. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So your flesh is crucified. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Okay, here's a key. Christ lives in me. Okay, he lives there. Christ lives in me. Don't you think, let's just take a sip of decaf coffee. I don't drink regular coffee. I drink decaf. And people say, well, why would you drink decaf coffee? It's just, it's like taking a shower with your clothes on. No, it's really good. And so I like it. Cream and sugar. More sugar, more cream than anything. But I drink it like my mother. So, like my mother did. So, here's a key. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So if my flesh is dead, then I live because I live because Christ lives in me. My spirit is perfect. My spirit is perfect. My spirit is holy. My spirit is righteous. Why? Because Jesus lives inside of me. You say, well, that's crazy. Well, take that scripture out of your Bible. Just cross it out. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, because we have to live in the flesh. Well, I mean, because, you know, we have to eat and sleep and drive and go places. But I live by faith of the Son of God. I have to live by faith. You have to live by faith. If we don't live by faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we can't be afraid of what's going on in this world today. You say, well, I'm very fearful. Well, fear is a spirit, and it's not a good spirit. And God doesn't want you to be afraid. God wants you to be delivered. God wants you to be set free. Oh, that's pretty neat. Lindsey Graham is broadcasting right below me on Facebook, so that's pretty cool thing. I think that's kind of neat. Let me look at this. I want to see if there's anybody watching. Hope that I haven't been yapping for nothing here. Video not available. They pulled it off already. There we go. I'm back on. So when somebody calls my other phone, it doesn't seem to want to work. There we are. There was three comments. Let's see what the comments are here. Let's see here. Well, there's some places there. Danielle says that's a good word, and we need a black screen. So we'll have to paint that. Well, and plus I need to get the shine off my head. But anyway, we're going to do a talk show this week and bring everybody in, hopefully Tim Morris and John Sandy and Christy and all of us, and we're going to get into some details on some things. But let me tell you something. I know some of you have had a horrible past. I know some of you have. But let me tell you something. God can forgive you of your past. God can heal you of your past. Good morning, Karen. The things that have gone on in your life, let me tell you something. God can heal you of those things. But you have to get to a place where you forget. You're forgetting. You have to train your brain to forget, because that's what Paul says. Forgetting those things in my past. And it's a choice. It's a choice whether you choose to forgive or not. It's a choice whether you forget or not. It's a choice. And there's a maturity level that we can get to with God. And let me tell you something. We're all in different spots in this thing, in this relationship. There's areas of my life that needs help, but then there's other areas that God has a real good handle on. So I want to encourage you. Hey, Mike, and hope you're having a great day. Our drummer at our church, getting the word today. But what I want to encourage you today, and then I want to pray for you, and then I've got things that I've got to go do. I've got to go. Our grass is dying at home. Pray for it. I need to go anoint the grass because it's dying. So we bought a water hose last night, And we bought a sprinkler last night. And the hose kinked and the sprinkler quit working all at the same time. Well, you say, well, the reason why the sprinkler quit working is because the hose kinked. I know that. But then we unkinked the hose and then it wouldn't work. So I've got to go take that back. But I would ask that you would pray for our grass. It's dying. It's very sad. But we need to rain. We just need some rain, and I think that would help. Don't quit God. Don't quit God because of your past. You say, well, I'm hurt. Ask God to forgive you of that hurt. Not to forgive you, but to help you with that hurt. You know, it's like we want to give things to God, but he didn't give them to us. You know, God didn't give us an addiction. God didn't give us sickness. God didn't give us hurt. Now, ultimately, he's allowed those things to take place. But we need to use those things to make us better, not bitter. And if we can become better and not bitter, it's amazing what we can see God do. So I want to pray for you today. I want to ask God to help you today. And I ask that you pray for me today and my family today and our Winfield campus, Pastor Jay Mace, his family, and the school and the daycare and the two campuses that we have. We would ask that you would pray with us and pray for us. Father, we just come to you today and we thank you, God, for who you are. And we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to live in this day and time, this end time that we're in. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you do great things in the people that are watching today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will heal bodies today. I pray for cancer to be gone in Jesus' name. I pray for that person that's struggling in their right knee. I pray healing in your right knee in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, Lord, and Father, for the ones that have had horrible relationships and they're hurt. Father, I lift those up to you, and I pray, Father, that you touch them. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for the ones that are struggling today because of the hurt that they went through in their church. And Father God, I just pray in Jesus' name that you help those people that are struggling, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, that they'll get back in the battle. They won't sit on the sideline, but they'll get out there and they'll start running and exercising their faith and doing the will of God. Father, we thank you. We praise you, God, for who you are. You are such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. We thank you, God, for it. Hey, I encourage you to let us know your prayer request. Do you have a prayer request? You can give that to us and let us know. And we'll be glad to pray for you. We pray every night at 8 o'clock. Every night at 8 o'clock, except for Sunday night. And so that wouldn't be every night. It'd be six nights a week. Six nights a week we pray, Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. If you go to our Facebook page, the Pulse Gassaway, it's G-A-S-S-A-W-A-Y. If you go to the Pulse Gassaway, then what you will learn there is there's a phone number as well as an access code to where you can join us for prayer at 8 p.m. We normally pray about an hour, and it's an awesome time of prayer. But let me tell you something. That's the only thing that's going to change your life around is prayer. And it's the only thing that's going to change your church around. If you've got a dying church, then I encourage you to get your people praying because it's so important that you pray. And so I want to encourage you to become a part of that. I encourage you to become a part of our internet church, or if you are looking for a church, go on our website, thepulsewv.com, thepulsewv.com. If you would like to give to this ministry, you can do it as well, thepulsewv.com, and through PayPal or text. So there's a lot of different ways that you can help and be a part of what God is doing in this ministry and the fertile ground that God has. So I pray that you have a great day. Thank you for watching. I encourage you to go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe to it. We're trying to build the viewership over on our YouTube channel. as well. So we encourage you to do that. Be sure to share this message today. I gave it a different title. I'm going to change the title because I really didn't talk about backsliding at all. So I'm going to change that once this posts to the internet. Let me tell you something. God loves you, and God, you're the apple of his eye. You're on his refrigerator. Your picture is in his wallet. I mean, he loves you. He cares about you. I know some of you have gone through some hard times. We've all gone through hard times. I'm not trying to compare my hard times with your hard times. But let me tell you something. God is faithful. He is faithful. He is always faithful. And he will take care of you through anything that you're going through. Rick Carey, hope you're doing all right. Gosh, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Hope you're doing fine. And we appreciate those that are watching. And thank you for watching the Pulse WV Live. And I'm Pastor John Fowler from the Gasway campus of the Pulse. And please continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. In Jesus' name.